All right, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Hey, Taste of the Track is returning to Gulfstream Park on August 29th with the Taste of Havana. We've got your chance to win a four-pack of tickets to go. Enter at the contest page at WQAM.com. The Dolphins have wrapped up another day of practice. No pads today over at Miami Gardens. The big news today, Chris Bell, Miami Dolphins third round pick, the Louisville wide receiver, was activated, according to Chris Perkins. You can, of course, hear every week on Game Day Uncensored. Every week, he wore a non-contact red jersey. He did individual drills, but did not participate in 11 on 11. Very banged up practice. No Quinn Ewers, no Jordan Brooks, no Zach Sealer, no Kenneth Grant, no Juju Brents. No Zeke Biggers, no linebacker Ronnie Harrison Jr., Cleveland Farrell, we know, is out for a little bit, and tight end Ben Sims all missed practice. And according to Perk, Caleb Douglas left Monday's practice with the trainer briefly, but he says that he went to a place where hydration issues are often treated. So sounds like, got to stay hydrated, champ.
Got to stay hydrated.
It's hot out. It's hot.
Sounds like a lot of your defensive line is hurt.
Yep, you're not kidding, Vlad. That's a lot of the mainstays up there. A lot of reps for Jordan Phillips, it sounds like today.
The biggins.
It is so that's that. Stock up, stock down?
No.
Oh yeah. Buddy. Let's go.
Stock up. Chop Robinson. According to Perk, Robinson had two sacks today and possibly another sack as he can use his hot stretch that began last week and continued through the joint practice in Washington and the game versus Washington. Robinson has done well against the run and pass. How about that? Chop, chop. Stock down.
Intangibles.
Safety, Michael Taff. Perk says that appeared to be. He was a draft pick out of Texas. Intangible safety.
What round?
Fifth? I want to say he was fifth.
So you draft somebody in the fifth round. You do realize that starting off his NFL career, he's going to have a lot of stock down.
Maybe so.
Because he needs development. That's what fifth round says, right?
Well, he's got tremendous NFTF, as intangibles will. So, you know, there is that. He's had some big plays in practice. And listen, we've already talked about the depth of this team. You're one ankle twist away from Dante Trader being out and he being your starter.
Yeah, but you can only be as good as you could be.
Whatever, dude, his stock is down. That means at one point his stock was up.
No. Never seen him on stock is up because I would have said, who?
He's definitely been on stock up. He's had good practices. It's been a thing.
Yeah, but like if he had consistently good practices all the time, he wouldn't have got drafted in the fifth round.
What?
Like we gotta put everything in context.
Fifth rounders can shine. It's happened before.
It's happened, but part of the reason why they get drafted in the fifth round is for other stuff. It ain't because of their athletic ability. If you get drafted in the fifth round in the later rounds, it's because you got potential, but you need development. And now we're not giving these kids the opportunity to develop because this team needs the safety, so you better just ball out.
Intangible DBs live in the fifth round, dude.
And how many of them start right away?
I don't know, but how many of them go to a team with $100 million in dead cap?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, he can only be as good as he can be.
I don't understand. You know, first off, you don't. This is why you're a fraud. Let me just say,
I'm
something.
Not a fraud.
This is why you're a fraud.
Okay.
You don't even like stock up, stock down.
No. Nope.
But you have rules for stock up, stock down.
No, I'm just saying. No, here's what I'm saying.
You see, you sneakily like it. You like it. No, just say you like the segment.
If you had drafted a guy in the first round, I could understand that. But drafting the guy in the fifth or sixth round and then demanding that he always have stock up is crazy.
Okay, but this would be like you saying, I'm not a fan of Star Wars movies. And then you have like all these critiques as to why, because you went and watched Star Wars and you're like, Yoda doesn't even make sense. He can't move like that. He's old.
For a fan to demand that a drafted guy drafted late in the round should be out there performing as a starter is crazy.
I didn't even get to read what Perk wrote. Maybe he made a good point.
He called you Leroy Fraud.
I just think that it's ridiculous. He's okay. He's like, I don't even like Stott.
Go ahead then. Let's not have any context to any of these players. They all should be Hall of Famers today.
You're literally not even letting me give context because you think you're like,
there's no context you put on it when you Stock say down. The guy sucked today.
That's not how Stock Down works. It's not, oh, that guy sucked today. That's not what that means.
Same difference to me.
Okay, well, that's not true.
Okay, go.
Perk writes, there appeared to be a few plays in which he was late on coverage Monday in practice and Friday versus Washington. It's not a huge deal because Taft won't be a starter once Dante Trader returns.
Because he needs development. So why are you giving, if you notice beforehand, why the hell are you giving him Stock Down? He's already Stock Down. He started Stock Down because he was drafted in the fifth round. He ain't ready.
Got to keep him honest.
Oh, my goodness. You see, it's kind of being a hypocrite here.
Nope.
Oh, he won't be out there when the starters come back, but I'm going to still get his ass for Stock Down. Yeah, of course.
You don't get the
game. Oh, man. I wish I could take the rules that y'all put on football players and put it in the regular world for your job and see if your feelings wouldn't get hurt or you'll cry or you're like, be patient, right? Like, I'm not saying the guy's any good or any bad. I'm just saying when you say this about a fifth rounder, you're assuming he should be better.
You have to scour all of the market. You can't just have the blue chip stocks. Like, you know, that's not how the stock market works.
The higher you drafted, the more demand that's put on you. Okay. When you're drafted in the fifth round, if you make the team because of special teams, that's an accomplishment. And then at some point, maybe you can become a starter.
Mm-hmm.
But to ask, say, oh, this fifth rounder sucks. Well, yeah, they drafted him like he needed some development. That's all I'm saying. Put everything in context.
Just because your stock is down doesn't mean you suck. It means that you just had a down day.
But then you followed up by saying, but soon as everybody gets healthy, he won't be in there to worry about it.
Is that a problem?
That's the epitome of knowing that he was. That's low-hanging fruit right there. That's going after low-hanging fruit. When you know a kid's not good enough to play, but you still going to go at him anyway and then say and finish it up with, don't worry, when the other guys get here, he won't be out there.
Huh.
Really? You don't think that's low-hanging fruit? We knew this when they drafted him.
I think you're just dwelling on it too much.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Too much.
Okay. I got you.
Just don't understand for a segment that you first. A segment and bit you don't like. You have a lot of rules.
There is no rules other than when you draft somebody late to then turn around and treat them like they should be starting is a bit unfair. Right. That's it.
So you want fair stock, fair stock.
No, I want you to put everything in context and say, guess what? Mm-hmm. This guy's drafted in the fifth round. This is about what we should expect from him.
All right, so like, let me get this straight. So Tom Brady, all of a sudden, he never has to have his stock down because he was drafted in the sixth round?
Nobody even really considered Tom Brady an option until he started playing and they won the Super Bowl.
I don't know what you're doing.
They were like, when he came in, they go, oh, no. The Patriots are done. They got to play a seventh rounder. And they ended up winning. Like, yeah.
But what's the round that I could give somebody stock up, stock down that you don't think is bullying?
The higher your investment, the more critical you can be.
Give me a round.
So if you said Kaden Proctor or you said Rodriguez was a second round?
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, those two?
But think about this. And then there's these situations. Bell was going to be a first rounder, but he ended up going in the third, right? There were some issues with Caleb Douglas, but he ended up going in the third round also.
I don't think there were issues. I think people actually thought he was a reach at three.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That, like, okay. But again, it gets to a point where, like, every round says something about why you were picked there. And you just at least have to acknowledge what those reasons are. Somebody that gets drafted in the fifth or sixth round, if he ends up starting, you struck gold. But if not, understand that's a development guy.
I thought as a team you want everybody to be treated the same. Everybody held accountable.
Okay. All right. Now you're just being stupid.
I'm not being stupid. Yes, I'm just very yes, confused by yes, this. This is a lot of rules for a second.
I love the name
it's
calling.
It's not a lot of rules.
Call him a fraud. He's calling you stupid. I love the name calling. Football is back.
So you're telling me that I should expect the same amount of production from a first rounder as I do a fifth rounder?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
That's the problem with me saying, you know, he needs development. Why are you, attacking the kid knowing that he has some shortcomings? That's why he was drafted in the fifth
round. That's not how the stock stopped any price, and it could still go down even if it started lower.
Okay, I got you.
I mean, he's right. That is true. A stock can go up or down no matter where you are.
Okay. Whatever the buy-in price is, it doesn't matter.
Great. All right. Like, I love this. I really love this.
Doesn't sound like you do.
You have knowledge of what these players are expected to be, but you don't want to hear that because if they not, if they not performing the way you want them to perform, you don't care where they got drafted.
I think you're making this too deep. Like, it's not about what their careers are going to be, because he could have a stock update tomorrow, and you'd be like, well. So if he has a stock update tomorrow, shouldn't that be even extra stock
because
he
was a fifth-round pick? I'm going to say the same thing. I'm like, yeah, I don't think he's going to pretty much ever give him a stock up when he said, don't worry, when the other guys come back, he won't be out there. You think that he could come back from that?
People have had a lot of times.
No, you think with what Perk said, you think he going to ever give that dude a stock up? He already said, don't worry, when the other guys get back, he's out of there.
I think most people boots on the ground would have said Michael Taft has had a pretty good camp. Like, he's been making a lot of plays.
All right.
I can't wait for this season, man. If you're fighting over a stock, up and down.
This stuff, like,
I just don't understand. It'd be like him making rules for that's a win, that's a loss. It just doesn't make any sense.
I don't play that because you don't know what your season
is. Leroy?
Every year you play.
You 30, say you don't play it?
I was going to be 13-4.
Leroy, you say you don't play it? But somehow, some way, he gets you to play. He gets you to play the game.
He just does it in totality. He does the same thing.
All right. Yeah.
Okay. He does.
I got you.
Wait, you were drafted what? You were in the second or third round? You were drafted second, right?
Yep.
So if Tobin was doing stock up and down on you, he would have every right because you were a second round pick?
Well, it was even different. The Browns didn't have a first round pick.
So. Oh, so you're the first pick Cam overall. Smith.
Right.
Yeah.
We did the Browns did the Cam Smith with you.
Right. Exactly. Mm.
So if but he
was hot. I wasn't Cam Smith.
Well, I know you weren't Cam Smith. I'm just saying that's what it was. Are you ready to do game balls and game bums? Can you do that game?
Yes, I can.
Cool. We got to take a break. We'll play coming up next.